Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South's Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific time. Sorry about last week with our technical difficulties not being able to get on, but we got it rolling tonight. This is a show where we talk with four great coaches, four great human beings, who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, and I would appreciate it if you do that. And also, I appreciate you listening to this show, and if you can't listen live, then we have a podcast that you can listen to at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. And then punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show. You'll get every show we've ever done. So no excuses for not being able to listen to this show. And we do appreciate our listeners. And we also appreciate this guy who gets us started each week. He is the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Does a great job there. Trevor Hopp. Trevor, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you? Good to talk with you.
And we haven't talked for a while. Kind of assess your team, how it's gone so far as you close out the NWAC regular season this week.
Well, you know, we were fighting for that fourth playoff spot last week and came up short in a couple of games on the road. Lost at Lynn Benton and also lost on Saturday at Mount Hood. Two teams that we had beaten down here at our place, but life on the road can be tough sometimes. And, you know, we battled and you know, the guys have been playing hard and, you know, all that's been good. It was just a little, it was a little bit of a frustrating week here and a, you know, frustrating couple weeks here, but, we're going to try to finish this thing out on a positive note. We got a bye tomorrow, and then we got Portland coming down here on Saturday, so we'll see what we can do when they come down here.
You know, finishing on a positive note is always important. Trevor, what else have you said to your team that you'd like to reveal to our listeners about ending the season on Saturday, not making the playoffs, which is not a disaster by any means, especially in the NWAC South region. But what do you say to your team as you head to one final game?
Yeah, we just are talking a lot about competitiveness. And, you know, that's one of the great things that, that these guys get in college athletics and playing basketball here that they don't get in some of the other classes. It's, hey, we've faced some adversity, you know, things aren't always perfect, but, you know, we still got a game on our schedule and we got to go out and compete and we got to show up and we got to finish this thing the right way. And, you know, I think that's a great life lesson. And so we're trying to talk with that and keep everything positive and upbeat and get these guys going. And I think they're responding.
Maybe not the best time for a bye, but it is what it is. And I think at this time of year, it does help a team heal. And also, it gives you a lot more preparation for what promises to be a great game on Saturday.
Yeah, probably more of the healing. You know, we took Sunday and Monday off, and we had a good practice today. And you know, we'll practice tomorrow and we'll probably take Thursday off and practice Friday. So this time of year, you know, we are, you know, everybody is, you know, we're doing what we're doing and there's not going to be a lot of great changes going on out there, but, you know, it's still time in the gym and a chance to get better and, you know, a chance to get shots up. So, yeah, I think having 2 days off in a row definitely was a good thing healing wise and, you know, let some bumps and bruises heal up here. So, you know, that's what it's going to do. And we're just going to, you know, keep getting ready and try to have a good game.
Trevor, I'm going to ask every coach on the program tonight this, whether they're headed to the playoffs or not. How do you balance this next month or so with so many basketball tournaments, so much to see and so many people to evaluate. As everyone hits towards the 2016-17, boy, it's tough for me to say that.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, there's just a lot of games to be out there to be seen and start preparation and planning and recruiting and things like that. So we're just going to try to work hard and see as many games and players as we can in different venues and different places. And, you know, we're a little further away for a lot of those games, so we have to choose wisely and make sure we are going places where we can hopefully see, you know, more than one game or something like that. So we're still working to figure all that stuff out, whether it's in Oregon or Washington or a different state. You know, we're going to see what we can do to, you know, be looking for some players here in the next couple weeks.
Trevor, on Saturday against Portland Community College, they're playing very well right now. What will it take to beat them on Saturday besides, as I often say, score more points?
Well, that helps, doesn't it? you know, as we've heard on the show and I have seen firsthand, you know, Tony's team just does such a great job on the glass. We're going to have to rebound the basketball. We're going to have to take care of the basketball. Those are probably two of the key things. And you know, it does always help when we shoot it well and you know, we have shot a little bit better at home. So hopefully the ball will be going in the net. Hey, I do want to make one plug for our game. It is our last game on Saturday. And we're doing something really cool at halftime of our game. They're doing a teddy bear toss. And we're asking fans or people to come out to bring a new teddy bear that, you know, in a wrapper or something. And at halftime, they're going to toss them all out on the court. And then they'll have people out there collecting them all. And they're going to take them to a local hospital and donate them for children and things like that. So it's a really cool thing that we're doing. It's the first time we've ever done it, so we're hoping for a great turnout and lots of teddy bears on the court there at halftime of the game.
As you know, Trevor, those things have been highly successful in the hockey arena, but of course it's after that team scores their first goal. What is the incentive to throw that bear on the floor, or is it just a noble cause? And by the way, I was hoping you were going to say that everyone was going to throw Shavka on the floor.
Well, no, it is, you know, it is just a cause. It's just a thing for children and for us to do something good in the community. And so we're asking fans to do that. Our bookstores got involved and they have some, or, you know, if people want to go to any local store and pick something up, you know, we're just asking them to do that. And we think it's going to be a fun thing for all the fans there. And hopefully, like we said, there'll be a lot of teddy bears out there on the court.
I totally agree with you. Great job tonight, Trevor. Best on Saturday. And we'll not only talk about the game next Tuesday night, but we'll also talk about the teddy bear toss, which is always a fun event. Have a great week, please.
Hey, thanks a lot. You too, Greg. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing up to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to the before-mentioned Bruce Chavka, who is not involved in the teddy bear toss, but is involved in one race in the southern region. Bruce, how are you doing tonight?
Yep.
How are things at Lake Community College?
I'm doing fabulous. I hope you're doing well. I noticed as soon as you brought up the teddy bear deal, you put me on the air. So you're making me self-conscious about my fabulous pear-shaped figure here. Come on now.
You know, well, I have several ideas in mind there.
Well, you brought this awesome NWAC South hoop show to a screeching halt when you brought up hockey. I think we lost all of our listeners. You mentioned hockey. Next thing we'll be talking about is wrestling, pro wrestling or something here. You're killing it here. Come on, my man.
All right. And if that's the case, basketball, you've got a lot on your plate. You play Lynn Benton, and you play Mount Hood, and you have to win both those games to have a chance to finish second in the NWAC South region, and you need to get a little help when you're battling Clackamas, and first place is still within reach. So tell us about that.
Well, I guess it's life in the southern region of the NWACs. It's a fun league. It's challenging, like we always talk about, and all well coached teams, and it's down to the wire, and happy for our guys. You know, we've had our ups and downs this year, but they just keep digging in there and fighting and eating what we're feeding them, and so yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We had two. Pretty darn days of spirited practice, and we get to host Lynn Benton, like you said, tomorrow night on our home floor. It'll be, our sophomores' last regular season game here at the Lane Titan Coliseum, as I like to call it, and, we'll honor our sophomores for their attitude and effort at the beginning of the game, and then tip it up and see what happens, and you never know. I think Lynn Benton's a they've had an up and down year, and their head coach has had a pretty rough go of it here. Randy Falk has been their longtime head coach, and he's actually not coaching in the second half of the season. He's had some health issues, but I understand he's doing much better and getting around a lot better. So I think the two assistant coaches have been coaching him up, that kind of thing. But we'll see what happens. So excited.
And we certainly want to send our best wishes to Randy, a great guy, and really has done a lot for basketball in the state of Oregon and the NWAC. Bruce, your team's had some real great winning streaks this year. Obviously, that means momentum. It means confidence. How confident is your team right now?
You know, I think we're pretty darn confident. We had two days of spirited practice. Sometimes we're a little overconfident, and I think that's hurt us at times this year. But, it's been a fun group to be around and coach. They've made me look like I sort of know what I'm doing this year, which is always a good thing. But I think confidence isn't one thing that we're lacking, that's for sure. So it's being able to play, defend, rebound, and compete for 40 minutes and that's been a challenge at times, but it's been a good year, and I'm excited. Hopefully we can finish up strong and help ourselves out with, like you said, maybe a playoff spot here at home and that kind of thing. But you never know. It's, a week ago I was, worried like heck, didn't know what to expect, and we've had a good week, and hopefully we can keep it going here. Never know.
Bruce, I kind of, I didn't really know what to expect because I don't profess to be an NWAC guru. I know a lot about the NWAC with the new playoff format, but to me, this is pretty darn exciting, fighting for a home playoff spot in all the regions, and I kind of like it. I think it's brought some added attention to the NWAC.
Well, only a media guy would say that, right? Nah, just kidding. It's not exciting for us coaches. I think I like the old venue and the way it was all set up, and we've talked about that till we're blue in the face. But, enough said, I guess. For fans and, for media or whoever, it's fun to follow and stuff like that. But for me, being a coach and stuff, the old venue was – pretty special deal. I really enjoyed that and liked the way it is, and I'm a believer that change for the sake of change just isn't always a good thing, and I just felt like that's how this was, and not to bring up dead dogs or lying dogs or whatever that old ghetto fabulous saying is, but give me the old one, the old format anytime, and I'd love to go back to that. I don't know if we ever will, but I just thought that was a special kind of vibe, and just, hey, we're all in and we all get there and let's, throw it all up against the wall and just compete and see what happens. So, but it is what it is, and we're just trying to make the best of this whole new thing.
Bruce, as I said, you're on a pretty good winning streak right now, and that means things have been going good. But what needs to transpire Wednesday and Saturday to continue that winning streak, in your opinion?
We've been, you know, preaching and teaching about handling our own business. If we happen to get help from somebody else, we get help. But if not, we got to make sure and keep improving and, you know, grinding it out in practice and trying to get better little by little here kind of thing and stay focused. And we really haven't mentioned one deal about the playoffs. We really haven't. That's the honest truth. We're just next best action is what we're trying to preach. And, hey, let's get next best things. Hey, we're in practice. Let's be focused. Let's try to get better. Let's compete. And then, you know, after that, take care of your bodies, get to class, and we happen to have a game tomorrow, so let's be prepared and, you know, go from there. So we haven't talked at all. I'm not one of those guys that, hey, if this happens, if that happens, you know, that kind of thing. If Farrah Fawcett was you know, in my age, you know, we'd have a whole other conversation kind of thing. So it's just all about trying to get better and worrying about trying to take care of what we can control kind of thing, because, you know, we can't control what's going to happen in the conference kind of deal. So it's, let's worry about what we got to do, and that's what we've been trying to focus on. And I don't think we're going to overlook anybody at this point of the year. I think we've watched enough film, done enough scouting reports, you know, and really got after our guys in practice to be focused and be humble and try to get better and that kind of thing. So you know, I don't anticipate us overlooking anybody. We just got to take care of our own business.
Bruce, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Take care of yourself.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chopka, who's got a lot on his plate. Big week for him at Lane Community College. And now let's go to, we're going to go to Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Tony, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, Greg. Doing great.
And, Tony, I was real pleased to attend a great game on Saturday where you battled throughout the entire game. It was unbelievable. A excellent Clackamas Community College team, and you had to be very proud of your team coming out on top.
No doubt, Greg. What a ball game. I mean, wow, that Clackamas team is, they're tough. And then big Vince Boltman, he's two handfuls, you know. It's just, he's just a monster in the middle. And it was a heck of a game. We were up, then they took charge, and then we were there, and then they looked like they were going to put us away, but we battled back, and we made the plays down the stretch and was able to pull it away. Just opposite of the time we played them earlier this year at Clackamas, where they made all the plays down the stretch. We were able to hit some shots and get a few stops finally on big Bowman in there and pull out the win.
And, of course, free throws was a big item in that game, your ability to make free throws. And, Tony, I was saying this the last week, I've now seen 144 college basketball games live start to finish. I'm going for 150. And I've never seen as many close games as this year. And free throws in a lot of them have made the complete difference.
No doubt about it. I mean, when you get two good teams going at it, back and forth, free throws are going to come down to being majorly important. And we were able to hit ours. I think we went 30 for 32 or something like that. We shot a ton of them, and we made them. And, you know, one of our guys went 13 for 14, Andre McCowan, in just a great effort defensively and offensively, with a couple of monster slam dunks. And then he went 13 for 14 from the free throw line. Just a heck of a performance in a game that kept our season alive.
Yeah, speaking of being alive, nothing is easy. You go to Mount Hood, then you finish at SWAC. Two formidable opponents, and is your team, I asked Bruce this, same thing for you, Tony, is your team pretty confident right now?
Yeah, we feel great. We feel great. We actually have Mount Hood at our place tomorrow night for our sophomore night. So, yeah, our guys are really pumped. We feel like they feel like they can go out here and play a really good game and give ourselves an even better opportunity to make the playoffs. Only thing is, we've put ourselves in that position that you don't like being in, where you need other teams to do things. You don't control your own destiny. It's not a good spot to be in, but we're alive. We'll take being alive, and we'll go and see what happens.
Tony, not jumping ahead, there's still plenty of basketball left, but ask you the same question. How do you balance out this time of year? You're coaching, you got to go see games. It's a busy time of year with tournaments. It almost has to have a plan, I would imagine.
You really do, and you're right. It's tough because, you know, you want to recruit. You got high school games you want to see. But, you know, with our schedule, we practice on into the evening, and do you leave your team? And when you're in the hunt for a playoff spot to go scout, to go recruit, you know, it's really a tough spot, especially at this level, because, you know, most of us are working full-time jobs outside of coaching. So now you've got to do your full-time job, then go practice, then try to recruit, and it's tough. I will not tell you that it's not. I'll be honest, but it's part of it. I love it. You know, it's something you just enjoy doing, and then you got to have good assistants. So you got to rely on some guys who can do some of that stuff for you, specifically the recruiting area.
Tony, in conclusion, the toughest question tonight: who's a better basketball coach, you or your brother?
That's a good question. You know, of course, I'm going to say myself, and I would expect him to say himself. But I think, you know, we've been blessed to both have had some success, and we work together. That's for sure. You know, we work together.
Yeah, very good. He's doing a great job with his job, and you are too. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
All right. Take care. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College. And now let's close out the program with the outstanding coach at Clackamas Community College, Cliff Wagner, 40th year in basketball coaching, 400-plus wins as a college coach, and a fabulous person who's committed to not only his team, but overall promoting the great game of basketball. Good evening, Cliff, and the fate is in your hands as you head to this final week of NWAC play.
Well, yes, it is. We still have some control of our own destiny in that we can make sure that we get the second place seed with two wins. And we just came off a week of a tremendous peak and a tremendous valley, and the great Coach Wooden used to always say that's a season, and our week was that in a microcosm. We had a great win on Wednesday night against Mount Hood, and coupled with a loss to Clark, put us in a position to be able to win our last three ball games and win the league title. And instead, we got beat Saturday at Portland, so now we're scrambling, and those things are still possible mathematically, but we have an extremely difficult road ahead of us. There's no question about that.
Cliff, I'd like to ask you, as an expert in the game of basketball and coaching, you know, you beat Clark pretty good the first time you played them. You play them tomorrow night on the road. Is there anything to this? It's tough to beat a team twice in 1 year, and I know coaches probably don't prescribe that, but a lot of people talk about it. Or it could be the reverse, that you got a lot of confidence going in and playing them. Or is it should just be said, this is a separate game, forget everything else?
That's always a great question. You know, sometimes it's tough enough to beat a team once during a season and sort of dependent on the team. So I don't know about that. I know both teams are going to be highly motivated. I mean, Clark, with a win tomorrow, could claim the title outright with no ifs, ands, or buts. So I'm sure they're going to be highly motivated, and they know they're going to have to play pretty well to beat us, and we know if we play well, we can beat them. So I think both teams you know, we're going to be confident going into this ball game tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be a great ball game.
Cliff, and it will be a great ball game, and of course Alex Kirk has done a great job over at Clark, the defending NWAC champions, got another outstanding team this year, and it'll be kind of a new experience for your team playing on the road in a league game at Clark. You played them in a non-league game, but playing a league game there over there, it'll be a packed house, raucous, and be a lot of Clackamas fans, and it'll be a happening.
Well, I hope so. We've been having a good following, and I know they get a good turnout, do a great job at their home games. So I'm sure it'll be a nice crowd and hopefully a great NWAC ball game.
You're not jumping ahead, Cliff. You're concentrating, I fully realize, but you close out your season at Chemeketa, and just want to get that out for people that want to go to Clackamas. So, 2 o'clock for the women, 4 o'clock on Saturday. That'll be another great game. But, you know, it's the NWAC South, we mention it every week, but it's just got outstanding teams, outstanding coaches, and it's proved it once again. And there's a lot of excitement going on right now, battling for these home playoff positions.
Yeah, there really are. These last two ball games this week, Wednesday and Saturday, are going to have a lot to say about who plays where in the opening round of the NWAC tournament. And we're glad to have clinched the spot somewhere. It might be one, it might be two, it might be three, but it's nice to finish in the top three for the 17th season in a row in the Southern region. We're real proud of that string, and hopefully our kids can put together some good ball games now down the stretch and finish with a really good positive note to the season. That's what we're looking forward to.
Cliff, it's not quite on the level of winning the NWAC champion multiple championships like you have done as a coach, but it's right up there, getting in the playoffs every year. It's so tough. That's a phenomenal record of 17 straight.
Well, it's hard to do, and obviously, I mean, the Southern region has been so tough over the years. So for our kids, you know, all those teams over all those years to constantly be in the thick of things and battling and finishing in the top three of the Southern region is really an amazing achievement with hundreds of kids over the past almost two decades.
Cliff, in closing tonight, same question for you. Yeah, you're battling for home spot. You're in the playoffs. You want to keep your season going, but you always got your eye on. You've got to evaluate talent, and especially this time of year where there's so many tournaments going on. It's all the same thing I asked Tony. It's got to be a plan when you're going out looking at these people, and you got to have a lot of help.
Well, yeah, you really do, and I'm fortunate I have a great assistant in Brian Stamm who just loves to see high school games and loves the whole recruiting process and works with a variety of organizations in the spring and summer and fall around the year that puts him in touch with top recruits. So he does a fabulous job, and I get out and see ball games. I love going to high school games, so we're out all the time, and you just do what you do. You go on adrenaline and caffeine, you know, the last month or so or the season, and you take a line from a Bon Jovi song and you just figure, I'll sleep when I'm dead. But right now there's stuff to do, so you just keep doing it and doing it till you take a respite in sometime in late March. You get to catch your breath.
Very good, Cliff. Best to you tomorrow night and on Saturday as well. And it's an exciting time. And thanks for being a tremendous part of this program from day one and all you do to help young people and the game of basketball.
Well, thanks, Greg. Thanks for doing the show and your promoting of NWAC basketball. It's great to constantly be talking about the teams and the races in the South and getting the word out there to people about a great sports product.
Thank you very much. That's Cliff Feidner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. And does a great job there, and they've got to close out their season at home on Saturday. A great place to watch a game, and, of course, a huge game tomorrow night at Clark, and I mean huge. Good night, everyone, and it's rather obvious, as we heard tonight, don't forget to make all your free throws.